This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
January 9th, 2014, and I'm coming to you from the frigid Chicago suburbs. It's a good day to bake bread or make chili and listen to RBN. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is continuing its pledge drive. Just donate $100 and receive an RBN t-shirt and an RBN mug, or 25 copper Republic of Texas rounds. To make a donation, please call 800-724-2719 today. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatingo.com. A very wise friend of mine recently said, and I quote, "Listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing unless you can prove it in your own research," unquote. We will take calls in the second hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com. He is the producer of The Corporation Nation, Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery. His newest movie is Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Privatization, which he published on December 22nd, 2013. And by the way, Clint, I do not have a smartphone.
Well, aren't you smart?
That was one of the questions you asked that your listeners in your movie, and I thought, yay, I don't have one.
Yeah, I haven't sunk to that level either. I get criticism all the time. That's what's funny is it's if you're not up on technology, you become almost a burden to people because they can't send you a picture, for instance, a high quality picture or a video on your little flip phone that, you know, that came out 6 years ago. And I don't even like having the flip phone. For a while there, I didn't have a phone at all, which actually was a wonderful experience because, well, one, there's no radiation coursing through my body, at least not from a closed source. And two, it was not so bad not being reached and not having something to do. I told the story on my show. I said, you know, I was sitting there waiting for a friend at a restaurant who was late, and it was the time that I didn't have my phone, and I sat there and I watched. It was at one of those salad bar restaurants, you know, the We call them sweet tomatoes here. I don't know.
They're we have some different... of those out here.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm sitting there, and I get to sit by the cattle trough where all the people come in and load up their plates, and I just get to contemplate on things I see and people watch, and it was actually wonderful. I mean, nothing to distract me except reality, which was just such a, you know, for a lot of people would almost be a foreign thought these days because they don't have their little games or anything to play on their smart phones. And that was, yeah, that was kind of the I guess it was a diss. It was a, almost an insult. You know, you're not very smart for having a smartphone considering that they're interconnected in ways that you can't even imagine.
Oh, and yes, indeed, and I'm trying to prevent the installation of a smart meter. I have a sign on my current analog meter saying, you know, do not replace this meter, and so anyway, I suppose there are people all over the country that are fighting those. But tell us a little bit. Well, tell us first about your radio program here on RBN, and then tell us about some of the fascinating things that are in the new movie, including the Social Security, how it's basically worldwide. I mean, it's just, this movie is wonderful. Just love this movie.
Well, yeah, it's, I do the show, it's actually called The Corporation Nation, and I always say 5 to 7 Pacific, but I guess in RBN time, in Central time, that's, 7 to 9?
7 to 9
p.m. Mm-hmm. And which is good for me. I'm more of a thinker. The later the day gets, you know, the more into my introverted self do I get. So it's actually probably a good time spot for me. And we do that Monday through Friday, and we talk a lot about. I guess the best way to describe it is that we talked a lot about you, and you. Becoming a man again, becoming a human again, and getting away from all this technology and understanding the difference between the written law of man and God's law, which is simply to do no harm to others or their property, is the main subject I suppose we cover. I have a regular guest on Thursdays, Freeman Burt, which I know you've interviewed before.
Yes.
And he's doing wonderful things.
Oh, he is a great guy. I really appreciate him.
Very genuine and very sincere. I love him as well. So, you know, I've been kind of lazy, to be honest, on getting guests because I have this whole blog to talk about. You know, I realize I've got 200 shows just if I go through my blog, you know, and it's actually good to have this thing. It's like my show notes.
Sure.
I can refer people to them. So, as far as the movie, I hate to disappoint people, but it's just a lecture. It's a PowerPoint lecture. But it does go through the gamut of, again, a lot of data that I've been accumulating, including the Social Security aspect of it. Unfortunately, it's based in Common Core. And the problem with Common Core is that everybody points to the Common Core itself and says that's bad without looking at the bigger picture. So this is really what it really is a look at the larger or the grand picture of what's really happening out there, what's behind the Common Core, as far as who created it, who's promoting it, how these type of uniform laws are getting implemented into the country, and basically bypassing any whim that we have any sense of the government that is portrayed to us in the media, in our schooling. You know, the constitutional republic type of thing. I mean, that's so far gone at this point, and that's what I'm trying to really prove to people and show them through primary evidence that we don't have a government anymore. What we have is something called governance, where most of the legislation that's coming down is being written in private associations that are non-governmental, and then our politicians, everybody's heard the term rubber stamp. And, of course, then our politicians, who, by the way, are all in their own private associations that are non-governmental and bipartisan, it's very important to understand that when these guys, for instance, the National Governors Association, who created Common Core, when they get together in Washington, D.C., all 50 governors, they take off their Republican...
Not 57?
55, yeah.
didn't Obama say, he's mentioned 57 states?
Well, see, they don't like to tell you that, but they, in their own documents, they will actually say there are 55 states because they don't...
Oh, really? Okay.
They don't really consider... You know, they talk about Guam and Puerto Rico and all those things as states now, and unfortunately.
Ah. Okay, so it was just kind of a slip on his part.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com. And his program on RBN is in Central Time is 7 to 9. And I think you should tune into his program. Okay. We were talking about, before we went to the break, you were talking about, a number of things.
Well, the concept of the rubber stamp is really the important part is that we don't have a government anymore. We have Well, first of all, it's very hard to for people to grasp that while at one time we had delegates who would go write the law, bring the law back to the people, and the people would vote for the law, we now actually attorn all of our power to our representatives. What does that mean? That means our representatives are actually our attorneys. We give up our sovereignty as people, and we make them the people. So they then go, they get together, and they make law. But the problem is they vote on their own law. All right, so now that is a system that is bound to become corrupt. So how, the question is, how did it become corrupt when you've got a bunch of people getting together and making law all of a sudden in their own best interest or their own self-interest as opposed to that of the people? Now, if they were to bring back these laws like the NDAA, all those horrible, the Patriot Act and all those, if they would have brought those to the people would have voted and said, hell no.
Right.
But because they're bureaucrats acting in a bureaucracy, they're self-interested. So how that transpired, of course, is the advent of what we call the private association. And this was starting to happen back in the 1900s, actually, the early 1900s. In fact, I think the National Governors Association was created in 1906 or 1909. I can't remember. So it's been going on that long. And like we said, what happens, and this is so important for people to understand, is that they put on a stage show. Literally, we are the audience for this stage show that you see on C-SPAN and all the little videos that we send to each other about Congress and stuff. So they pretend that there is still a semblance of quote-unquote democracy and quote-unquote the Republican form of government. But in reality, when they get together, when the 50 governors, for instance, get together in Washington, D.C. and the state services building there, they take off their hats, according to their own words. They take off their hats as Democrats and Republicans. They are bipartisan or nonpartisan. In other words, they don't think in terms of a political agenda or party. They get together and they create what is called, and again, remember, this is a non-governmental private association. Not has nothing to do with government other than the fact that the government, that it's an association for people who are part of government. So you go down the list, you have the National or International Mayors Association, you have the Government Accounting Standards Board for all the people who create the CAFRs and the financial and the budget reports, you have the Federal Standards Board, you have basically a private association for every single politician out there.
And including right down to the local level, including mayors and...
Well, yeah, let's not forget the Police Officers Association, the Sheriff's Association. If you read the goals of these associations, how about the Parent-Teacher Association? I mean, it goes all the way down to the level of the parent-teacher, the PTA, that thing that we've trusted for so long. PTA is an avid supporter of Common Core, and so it uses what's called the Delphi technique. I'm sure you've covered that on your show before.
Yes.
And it actually does that on the lowest common denominator level, which is with the parents. It tells the parents, hey, we want to do this and we want to make sure that we have parental support. So we have the PTA meetings and these things are presented to parents in a way that they don't fully understand, of course. And so the PTA actually, if I were to say what the PTA was, it garners consent. It garners consensus of the parents. Without them even knowing it, the parents become a political weapon against their own best interests. That's what the PTA has become. I don't know if it was always designed that way, but I'm starting to think that, yes, that was sort of the design of all of these things. But the real problem is, again, we believe, we the people out here in Never Never Land, who still think about the, 1776 and all that, we actually believe that these guys are acting according to party rules and are actually really believe in their Democratic or their Republican platform, But in reality, they take those hats off. Those hats are just for show when they're actually in Congress and the cameras are on, rolling, then the party continues, you know, the play continues. But as soon as they get into their private associations, those hats come off. And they're working basically to completely subvert both the Constitution, the any semblance of protective laws for the people and for children, any semblance of the traditional government that we think of. They are working hand in hand to subvert that by creating what we call uniform laws, model legislation, and there's other terms, of course. And those all are coming from a higher place. That higher place, unfortunately, is the United Nations, where a lot of these other private associations are creating the same thing. We're a microcosm of the United Nations. It's the same exact model. So we have 50 states, all representatives or governors or congressmen who have their own private association. They all meet in one place, generally Washington, D.C. They create model legislation. A lot of it comes from the United Nations. But they'll create their own legislation, and then they'll go back to each of their 50 states, and technically they're lobbying themselves. In other words, they go back and they present themselves with the legislation that they just created in their private association. They're wearing two different hats. You see, one is governmental, one is non-governmental. What's ironic about that is that if you think about this for a minute, it's actually shocking. The National Governors Association, which is a membership organization of all 50 governors, and I'm even thinking about filing a lawsuit of conspiracy to do so many different things for all 50 governors, because what a perfect way to wake up people to what's happening. When you have all 50 governors of all 50 states meeting, they created the Common Core Standards. They copyrighted the Common Core Standards. It is owned, and you must get permission from the non-governmental private association called the National Governors Association to even use or acknowledge Common Core Standards. So the governors bring what they created in their private association, and who's the head of the state? The governor. Who do they lobby? They lobby themselves. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing criminal conspiracy if you think about it in these terms. Then, of course, that model legislation goes into the legislature and gets passed. I mean, this is the definition of rubber stamping. And that's why I say we don't have necessarily government as much as we have a governance, where the laws and things are being written now in Common Core Standards. That doesn't necessarily mean that the governors wrote the law or wrote the standards. In fact, I believe ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council, which is a bunch of corporations that wine and dine politicians in order to get their own legislation in there, is one of the groups that had to do with Common Core. I know that the ADL has a lot to do with it.
Oh, absolutely. They have a lot to do with a lot of stuff. I wonder, somebody asked in the chat room whether the U.S. government considers Israel one of those states in the 55. Could be. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com. And if you haven't watched The Corporation Nation, the video that he did, it was back in 2010 when you first brought that out.
Yeah.
And that's when I first became aware of you. And then I tracked you down.
I think that's when I first became aware of me too. Actually, I don't think I was really that aware of anything before I started looking into this stuff. You know.
Yeah. So anyway, please continue from where we left off.
Well, did you say you had a couple questions in there?
Questions. What about the 14th Amendment? How does it play into this whole thing? The other question is, who pays the bills of the governors when they travel, wine, and dine at these meetings, government or private funds?
Well, let's take the second question. I don't know if I can answer the first one succinctly, but the second question I can answer by having actually people probably go to the primary source. Now, I have not done the research for the governors themselves, but I have looked at the Senate. I did a I found basically the report or the annual financial report, which outlaid the expenses, outlays, balances, and appropriations. Now, if you search for a report called 2010 Detail of Appropriations, Outlays, and Balances, or Change the Year, you can come up with, or you can look for the Senate, How Much Does It Cost, which was my article. You can find a report of all the expenses and all the expense accounts that these guys have. And I think we went over this in a previous show where you had all these different investment funds that they take taxpayer money and put in, so that they can do things for free. So when a senator needs a haircut, or his bald spot to be shaved or shaped or whatever, you know, he goes into the senator's own personal barber shop, and he accesses or taps into with his personal account something called the Senate Hair Care Revolving Fund.
Which is amazing to me.
Right. So there was in 2010, there was $33,000 in that account. Or excuse me, $33,000 was used by senators in that account. The problem is, you see, they put the reason they put money in these funds is literally to gain in their investments. So in that account, there's still $261,000. So you go down the list, you see that these guys, you know, when they come out and they say, well, we don't get paid very much money to do what we're doing. We're senators, you know, it's a thankless, horrible, unpaying job. Well, that's true if you're only looking at their paycheck. But what about everything else? And this is the answer to that question, by the way. I'm not skipping out. They also have the Senate Restaurant Fund, of which they tapped it for $49,000. They have the Senate Health and Fitness Facility Fund, which they tapped for about $1,238 each. Office mail costs, Senate Gift Revolving Fund, where they go to the gift store and buy gifts. They put that on a it's like a tax-exempt expense account, basically. Senate Recording Studio Fund, contingent expenses for paper and just revolving funds. And each of these funds has hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in them waiting to be tapped. And, of course, who puts the money into these accounts but the senators themselves? They appropriate their own expense accounts. So the big one in this 2010 Detail of Appropriations, Outlays, and Balances is called the contingent expenses for senators' official, personal, and office expense account. So you could bet. The Congress also has its own special report, same report that shows all 430. What are we up to? 438 or 435 congressmen, mm-hmm. each with their own personal expenses. Right. Total. Yeah. Total. Right. So. In this account, in this particular one, it represents an average. In other words, this year for 2010, they spent $4 million each in their personal and office expense account.
Oh, my gosh.
Tax exempt, absolutely free. If they want to use it to build a condo, great. In Australia, that's great. If they want to use it to travel to Washington, D.C. to go to their private associations, all they need is a reason to go to Washington, D.C. So what I'm trying to say is that the governors also will appropriate themselves, or Congress will appropriate themselves, or the state legislatures will appropriate themselves the same kind of expense accounts. I remember Ron Paul coming out and saying that he would not use the expense accounts, but of course nobody actually looked and said, well, what is he talking about? Well, here it is. The account that holds that money, where they access that money, it actually grew by $13 million over the 2009 year, and it left an account balance to what they can actually access of $81 million. So for 2010, the combined senators, all 100 of them and their staff, tapped their tax-exempt and, personal expense account and office expense account for $400 million $590,000.
Yikes. Now, you said okay. staff, and you also mentioned Ron Paul talking about the expense account, and then nobody actually brought this up. No, none of the news media said, what do you mean expense account? What are you talking about, and what's in that? How much money's in that expense account, and where does it come from? And
Right. So you look at other accounts, and you see, well, they spent $13 million on contingent expenses, miscellaneous items, contingent expenses for inquiries and investigations, $125 million. So, I mean, it goes on up, and by the end of the report, you're up to about $800 million. So, in other words, about $8 million for each senator of expense account charges. But like I said, the personal expense account, I mean, oh, well, we only make $120,000 a year. Yeah, but what about your $4 million account? What do you do with that? That's what people should be looking at, in other words.
Sure.
So when we're talking about when governors or mayors or anyone else gets together, you have, of course, they have the ability to pay for the travel and stuff themselves if they want to. And if I was in a conspiracy so grand, I would be doing that myself so that there could be no trace. But these guys are pretty arrogant because they know the American people – have no clue what's happening behind their back. They have no clue how government actually works. And of course, I've spent years trying to figure all this out. So you have, again, organizations like ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council, which will fund the bill. And that is a private organization of corporations that get together with lawmakers and create law. And of course, then they go back and they rubber stamp. Now, there was a bill put forward by some good congressman out there that said we need to start actually labeling these bills and telling first thing in the bill that this is an ALEC bill. In other words, it was created by a private association. And naturally, that was struck down before it even reached committee. So,
because who's going to vote against this this constant flow of money to themselves?
Well, of course. I mean, you have these guys. It's hard to even put into a proper terms how much money they are actually going through in all of these operations that they're doing. I mean, they have the official expense accounts, but then they have all this corporate money coming into them as well that comes in because you can't have donations to you can only have certain amount of donations or from corporations and stuff, but in your private association, hey, anything goes. That's why they leave the state and they go to Washington D.C.
Right.
What do they have? They have immunity.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So
yes.
they all meet together in their private association. In other words, they are conspiring. It is the most simple to prove conspiracy in history. That's the amazing thing about it. And then they go back to their states and they pass the law that they create. And all of a sudden, without the federal government lifting a finger, you have all 50 states, in this case, well, we have 45 states that have accepted Common Core standards. Instead of a federal law that was passed, you've bypassed the federal government and you've created uniform law in all 50 states, basically, that says we're going to do Common Core standards. The federal government can then just real quickly say, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and enforce Common Core in every state because they've already accepted it.
Exactly. All righty, we are taking a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com. Everyone should watch The Corporation Nation. And, of course, everyone should watch your newest movie. It's a presentation. I can tell that you've pieced it together. I mean, it's not, pieced together isn't quite the right word. You have introduce different things in the movie where you can tell you didn't just do it all in one shot, that you presented information as appropriate to the things that you were talking about in your presentation before a live audience. You have to watch it. You can't listen to it. You have to absolutely watch it because there are things on the screen, like a PowerPoint presentation that you're doing. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing, and it's called Common Core Agenda 21 and Global Privatization.
Yeah, and I appreciate the mighty praise. I never ever thought I would be in this position, to be perfectly honest. Never thought I would be doing public speaking, especially. But so it's an interesting It's an interesting thing. And, you know, I kind of liked it because it was more on a personal level with people, right. And people could ask those questions. But I want to give you another example because, yeah, it really is putting all the pieces together. And I'm sure that I'm missing a lot of the pieces, but I have enough of the puzzle to show, again, this is a provable, not only provable, but verifiable beyond any shadow of a doubt, a conspiracy. Again, a plan between two or more people to corrupt or harm others.
Right.
This is literally a conspiracy between each set of elected and appointed officials. Let me give you an example, another one that maybe hit home here, of how this uniformity works, because it's so important to get uniformity, or another word for uniformity is equality. Okay, because if you have the same uniform laws in each state, then it's very easy to regulate the law, of course, which, you know, the federal government, the main corporation, hates the fact that states have different laws. So this is why all these uniform acts started coming along. Now, there are over 100, I think it's about 119 uniform laws, uniform acts, I should say. The most common one I think that most people have heard of is Uniform Commercial Code, which is huge. You have the Uniform Corporations Act. You have, it goes down to the Children's, Child Protective Services. All of these things came from a similar type of, well, I'll call it what it is, a conspiracy where private associations, mostly attorneys, get together and create law, and then it is rubber stamped by the legislature. So let's take, for example, who is passing uniform laws? And these are so important. Uniform Adoption Act, for instance, is what regulates the adoption industry, which is why it's so messed up, why it's so difficult to adopt, say, you know, the actual baby that you'd like to adopt. In the United States, I'm just going to read this actually from my blog because I think it'll be more easy. In the United States, uniform laws are created through what is called uniform acts, which are bills proposed as state law by private associations, or a private association specifically. These acts are drafted by the Bar Association, which, by the way, is part of the executive branch of government, not the judicial. When you look at the Department of Justice, you'll find just about everything that has to do with the judicial has been transferred to the executive branch.
And that's really important.
Well, yeah, you wonder why the Attorney General, for instance, is part of the executive branch, not the judicial. So you wonder why the Attorney General of Obama doesn't go after Obama for anything. Well, that's because he works for Obama. He's an employee appointed by Obama. Is he going to go after Obama? Is he going to go after the hand that feeds him? No, we don't have a justice system other than honor among thieves, basically.
Sure. And okay, that trickles right on down to the local level, too.
Sure. Yes, because every aspect of government, to the lowest level life form, has a private association that they do this uniform stuff. So the acts are drafted by the Bar Association, mostly through the United States Uniform Law Commission, or ULC, okay, which is another non-governmental private association. Okay, nothing to do with government, except that it's supported by government in this way, which is then approved by another private association called the Uniform Law Commission, or ULC, then approved by another private association called the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, NCCUSL. Okay, that body, of course, is a body of bar association lawyers, private and governmental attorneys, state and federal judges, just attorneys in black robes who've been promoted, and university law professors, which are attorneys perverting young minds in school, basically, teaching the law society. So, and of course, these are typically appointed these people in these non-governmental private associations. Who appoints them? Why, it's the governor of each state. See?
Sure.
They draft the laws with the goal of uniform enactment by each state. So they all get together wherever they do. Often it's in Washington, D.C., because there's a sense of immunity there. They're leaving the country or the nation and entering into this corporate district over there where they have diplomatic immunity, basically. They're not in their own country anymore. They're in the United States, which, you know, it's not the individual state. They draft the laws. In the District of Columbia, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico. But here's the important part, and this is what I want people to understand. This completely private, non-governmental, totally appointed board, these bar association people, a bunch of attorneys, do not have in any way any direct legislative power in and of itself or theirselves. Because, again, they are an appointed private association. They have no authority or power whatsoever. They draft the uniform acts according to, of course, what the governors and the international law lawyers want from the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, and all of this. Slowly we're transitioning over to a global society. So they draft the uniform acts. And they are then enacted into law by the state legislators because they're the ones that have the power to enact the law. So you have all these private associations that are creating the laws, but the only way those laws can actually get into place in all 50 states uniformly is for your legislatures in each state, which, of course, have their own private association. So they're conspiring, in other words, without Democrat or Republican hats. That's all show for the people. Excuse me. So now you have a law that is passed in all 50 states. They call it a uniform law or uniform act. And that is exactly how things like Common Core, which is, again, created by the National Governors Association, that's how all these different uniform laws are happening throughout the entire system, because it's one giant monster of private associations that all work together to completely subvert what we believe we have as a government. What we believe our government is nothing but a movie that is played for us for our benefit so that we believe we still have some semblance of a government, but we do not. And I say that without any hesitation. I say that they are rubber stamping. Because remember, the legislatures have to know what's going on because they're the ones that are passing these laws that are written by private associations.
Exactly. All righty. We are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.